I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One more hour for us. And I believe Jason is back. I saw him tweeting, so I'm assuming he's back in town. Is he back on the air today?
That's a great question. I'm just going to assume he's back on the air. Honestly, I haven't seen him in the building, though, so now I'm getting a little worried.
All right.
Check the schedule.
Maybe he can text me. I know his producer is out ill, so Tubbs or Jason wants to let us know.
Chris Tubbs is in the building.
Tubbsy is in the building or Jason's in the building?
Tubbs is in the building. Now I got to go track him down.
Yeah. So in other words, much like we didn't know there was a car care show last week, we right now on this show don't know who is hosting 3 to 6.
It might be you for all I know. According to the schedule,
Jason
DeRusha will be back.
Okay, good. Good to have Drive Time back with us. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. How soon can we talk about a series finale? I tried to reach out to the morning host, but mid-morning host. I now call that show Jordana and the Two Frauds because Carter and David touting fall. What a great, you know, those dopes assuming every day in the fall is 75 and sunny. Okay. Let's not forget when it's 48 and sleeting out. But I assume mid-morning fraud number one, Josephson can be fraud number two. Probably on a bender, don't you think, Dave? Really proud of himself and deep into the cocktails at 209 or whatever it might be.
Yeah, you'd have to assume so. I don't see anything else they could be doing at this point.
Yeah, yeah. I also gave him like 4 seconds notice. So, when can we talk about a series finale? Because I think when it's a series finale, it's the next day, baby. Come on. I got it. I was late to certain shows. I wasn't watching the time. But if I sit here and go, well, Dave's behind. My boy Mune is behind. Gladys in Lakeville is behind. On whatever the show might be, when do you ever get to talk about it? This is Better Call Saul. This is, in my opinion, my list, one of the 10 greatest shows in the history of planet Earth. It's maybe not in my top five, and maybe it's in my top five. Tonight might matter. It's an hour and 30-plus minute finale. How is it going to finish for the folks surrounding Saul Goodman? Now, how far behind are you?
I finished up the season previous to this.
Okay. So you are voting whenever you're done, we get to talk about the finale of the show. Is that it?
I've thought long and hard about this. In other words, I've put about 30 seconds into it. And as much as I hate it, as much as I'm going hate tomorrow, you talking about it, I think you're right. I think if it's a series finale,
that's it.
For a show that's been as just outstanding, really? Top to bottom, as Better Call Saul has been. You know, it's kind of like saying, I missed the Super Bowl last night. Can you wait a week?
Yes.
I think you can talk about it, and I'm just going to have to plug my ears.
Yeah, my plan, my tentative plan right now is to see if mid-morning guy is willing to even start at the top and we can do some Better Call Saul right from the get-go. Because he loves it. I love it. I get it that it is on AMC and I don't know. When was the last network show which did very high ratings for a serious finale? ABC, Fox, CBS, NBC. Listen, I thoroughly enjoyed This Is Us. And yes, I teared up at times over This Is Us. And the finale was this year, and I really liked it. But This Is Us was a borderline top 10 show for network ratings. Somebody text me, 651-461-9226, a network show, ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC show, where it was a highly anticipated series finale. And my point is, in theory, that's more mainstream. And so, in theory, there's more people are into it. Like, okay, Game of Thrones. I liked Game of Thrones. I liked it a lot at times. I didn't love it. But I, you know, and I was kind of in and out at times. But I watched the last couple of seasons, and I watched the final season for sure. And to a lot of people, it was on the downslide near the end. Okay. We talk Game of Thrones the next day. And Game of Thrones HBO, there were millions and millions, Dave Harrigan, who watched that. I get it with social media. I get it with binging. I get it with getting caught up. But come on. If we're really going to talk about an end of a show, you're literally going to say, well, I want to talk about it, but I can't give spoilers. You know, I like, well, then you can't really say it. So we'll give you the warning tomorrow. But my plan is to talk about it. Am I wrong? Because I am, I don't know, once every 3-4 years, I guess. I don't remember. Do you remember the last time I was wrong, Harrigan? I don't.
Wasn't that long ago. I'd say last hour. You had a very few, well, I'd say actually more than a few questionable takes in overrated, underrated.
I have feelings, you know. I was thrown off before the show, and I might start crying right here. Are you with me? Series finale. You get to talk about it that next day. Next question. And I want your phone calls and texts on this. Dave Harrigan, it's a show you love, okay? I know most of the shows you love are on Pornhub. That's a separate topic. Okay.
Love the acting.
How important is it that they stick the finale?
On Pornhub?
No. You never see the finale, so I won't get to that. But on shows that you really like, I think it really matters.
I don't agree. I don't think it does. I think
so. The finale is irrelevant to you.
I won't say irrelevant, but I mean, Seinfeld is considered still to be one of the best sitcoms of all time. Some would say it's number one on the list. And even those people would say the finale kind of stunk.
It was terrible. Let's just be blunt. I think Seinfeld is a brilliant television show. It's not Curb. And I mean, seriously, people who think Seinfeld is better than Curb, I can't help you. I mean, go to a different planet. Curb is just infinitely better. But the finale was dreadful. And my guy, Larry David, came back to write it. So It doesn't, you're right in this sense, Dave. It's not like it's the joy you had, the laughs you had, how on edge you were for episodes. They don't go away, but it just leaves the wrong last impression. I think the most underrated great show of the last 20 years is The Americans. I don't think we've ever talked The Americans. Did you ever watch that?
I've not watched all of it. It was a show that we started watching a year or two ago, or probably through about two seasons, but fell away from it.
Yep. There was one season where, and part of what I love about Better Call Saul and why Better Call Saul is infinitely better than Ozark. I mean, miles and miles. Ozark, 19 explosions happen every episode. Slow burn, baby. That's what I love. And The Americans had that. They had a little bit too much of a slow burn one season. But The Americans finale, spectacular. The Sopranos finale, spectacular. It just elevates it. It makes it even better. So chime in on these two topics. In a world where we want to discuss things, when it's a radio show or it's social media, again, when the Vikings play on Sunday, if people record it, we don't say, okay, when can we get back to you and talk about that? When it's a great show and the series is going bye-bye, I say get to talk about it the next day. And how important is it for the finale of a show you love to be great? Love phone calls and texts in this one. Let's go. 651. 461-9226. 651-461-9226. Do not forget the phenomenal Patrick Royce is with us at the bottom of the hour. Our guy Chip is out. So we're playing bumper music from Woodstock 1969. Excellent selections by Dave Harrigan. We're talking about finales, when you can talk about them, and how important it is for you, if it's a show you love, for the finale to be great, to live up to your expectations. Bill has chimed in. So have a lot of texters. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Thank you, Bill. Go ahead.
So I think that the finale can either be like good or like mediocre, but if it's bad, it ruins the whole show. Case in point, How I Met Your Mother. Really liked that show until the last three episodes. Hated it so much, I won't rewatch it. And like, you can rewatch The Office, you can rewatch a lot of their shows. You can't rewatch How I Met Your Mother because it was so universally hated. So if you fail, it kills reruns, man. That's all I got.
So stay with me. I'll give you an example. For me, I loved Lost. ABC. Mystery, theories. We started talking about it. I was talking about it at The Fan and here. And we had one of their executive producers on. I think his name was Ed Kitsis. The finale was so disappointing for me. It left a sour taste in my mouth. Especially if there's a mystery about it. And again, you know, How I Met Your Mother, right? That part of it. If you're anticipating that resolution, Bill, and it doesn't live up to it, I think that does hurt the show. I think Bill made his point and said, I'm out of here. He stuck the landing and left. And I can't blame him. Does he make a good point there? His point on How I Met Your Mother, my point on Lost. If it's something that the basis of the show is, okay, how did I meet your mother, or what the hell is going on this island? Why are all these things happening? What do the numbers mean? You know, good versus evil. Doesn't that take away from it?
I think it takes away, but it wouldn't ruin a whole show for me. If you invested that many hours, all those seasons into a show that you absolutely loved and you get a couple clunkers at the end, that's a bummer, but well, frankly, why are you watching How I Met Your Mother in the first place?
Well, that's a fair point. I I think I might have watched 7 minutes clicking.
Yeah, it was at best fine.
Yeah. Who has time to watch these shows, let alone the finale? It's not that tough to watch some shows. It really isn't.
You're probably getting a text from somebody who likes to read. Nerd.
Okay, to talk about the finale the day after, as long as you give notice to those who haven't watched and allow enough time for them to turn the volume down. Yes. We'll give that. First season loss was awesome, but then they changed all the writers and couldn't stand the rest. See, I don't think that's true. The two main guys were I thought the two main guys were there the whole time. The first episode of Lost was one of the greatest first episodes of a show ever. Did you watch much of Lost?
I've never seen a minute of Lost.
It'd be worth it. BCS, I thought you were going to talk college football playoffs. Thank you. Hi-o! Al Franken is interviewing Bob Odenkirk when he hosts Jimmy Kimmel tomorrow night before his eight-show stint at Acme. We have not talked about this off-air since we had a conversation about this a while ago when you reached out to the Franken people about him coming on before or during this run of Acme shows. He was certainly on the show a lot running as a senator. And while as a senator, I'm assuming we have received the Heisman so far.
We have. We received a, you know, the former senator's far too busy on tour to spend 10 minutes on the phone. We can try again.
That's also utterly ridiculous.
Yeah.
Dave, tomorrow while you're discussing Better Call Saul, fingers in the ear. That's why I'm going to try to come down town just to see what you do if we do talk Saul.
Thank you for that.
Love Better Call Saul, so sad it's ending. This has been such a great run for me with Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul. You know, El Camino was fine. Yeah. But that's a long amount of time. That is a long amount of time, and I will definitely miss the run. Patrick Royce is minutes away on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.